Yay, the red light's on. We're recording. It's Happy Monday on April the 18th. My co-host Kelvin is here. How's the weekend? Too short.
It's not long enough. It should be 4 days minimum.
Yeah, we'll have to do that as a future show. We'll have a discussion and say, is the weekend really long enough? Are the employers exploiting our free time and taking away from us time that we could be better spent doing other things? And that's an important consideration. But today's considerations, and let's get to them, on Happy Monday today, we're going to talk about mostly Facebook, okay? There's a thing in Facebook where you can have an application, so you need to log into Facebook and convert your user profile to a developer's profile. And once you've done that, then the link in the show notes, which are going to be on Guy R. Cook, report.podbean.com. Those show notes, the Guy R. Cook report.podbean.com, excuse me. Thank you, Kelvin. The show notes will have the 11 steps that you go through to set up your app ID. And why I think that's important that you give your application identification is that has to do with PageRank. I think, and I haven't confirmed it because I haven't done enough testing, but I think that applications in Facebook that have the app ID get more, what do you want to call it, rank, credibility, preference. And so give that a go. It's in the show notes how to do it. Easy as cake to do. And why do you want to have the open app ID on an app? Because it has to do with Open Graph. Open Graph is the technology employed by Facebook that indexes every link that you put into Facebook. You know, sometimes you put in a link and it just comes up with a line of text and it's the meta tag description of your page and that's it. There's no pretty little picture. But then Kelvin will put in a link. There's a great picture of the sports car. There's a description. There's URL. How does he do that magic? He might be using Open Graph tags. And that's discussed. There's a link that came in there from Jason on a beginner's tutorial. Keeps it simple, on using Open Graph. And it shows a tag set up there, some samples that talks about the title tag, the type of URL. In his instance, he's using The Rock, the movie, and shows the link for the Internet Motion Picture Database. I think that's what IMD stands for. And knowing that setup, how Open Graph works, has to do great scores with your links in the future going forward. And so that takes us to that glorious shout out time, right? So we turn the page. Big thank you to Edinburgh Dusters. Way back when, about 70 shows ago, one Thursday, Fraser was sitting at his computer and he says, well, let's call it the Guy R. Cook Report. Well, and actually, it was called the Cook Report back then, but we found out in SEO, we don't want to be the Cook Report because everybody else is. So we became the Guy R. Cook Report recently. Big thanks to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. If you have cleaning to get done in Edinburgh, in Scotland, that's the guy to call. And if you're in Scotland, well, then you might have a digital media need. So you want to contact Alba Digital Media's website. Kevin Scullion is the CEO. And he's a sharp knife in the drawer, right? That guy, he knows his stuff. Yeah, if it's HTML, if it's setting up your WordPress site, setting up your workstation to work on your WordPress site, getting a new sound card, any of that kind of thing, give him a ring. Big thank you to Blab, this interface that creates this instance of the podcast and the recording thereof is provided to us from Blab. Now, they're supposed to send us an email that has the audio and the video, and that's maybe in flux because of it's being a beta. I'm not sure. We're pre-recording this with another product called Screencast-O-Matic, which is a great tool. If you don't have Screencast-O-Matic, give that a go. And by virtue of recording the video with Screencast-O-Matic, we're able to add this to our channel on the YouTube. That's what I'm trying to think of. And YouTube's got a little subscribe button up there on the top. Give us a subscription if you haven't already. We'd love to have you be part of the community. We can hear the show in audio like you're hearing it now. It's also available on Stitcher, on our Blab profile, on Spreaker, and because it's on the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com, that channel gives us iTunes. So if you're on an Apple product, you can look for the show there. The program's show notes are on my Blab, which if you go, the easiest way to get there is go to the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com, and it'll have a link you can click on and go straight to the show notes. Has the images if there are any, has the text if there is any, and it's a good go. At the bottom of the show notes, something that I ask people to look at is the Guyer Cook Report evaluation question. Just a yes-no answer. And if we can have that, that would be great. We appreciate your feedback. And, of course, doubly, if you become a patron of the show, that's even more of the attaboys. So on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. Oh, did I forget anything besides friends? Besides friends just chat, besides the friends just chatting image that you just showed, that's on blab.im. If you want to go there and have a chat, there's no topic, so it's very rewarding as far as being, you don't have to know something about something. You can talk about what you know about, because we don't have a flavor. Give that a go. Did I forget anything else?
I think that's about it. I think that's it.
Okay.
Unless you can think of anything. Maybe the walkathon, the national.
Oh, yeah, there is a big walkathon thing going on in Scotland, and Fraser Ramsey knows more about that, so check out his blog and see what the latest on that is. Oh, I know what else is out. Kent Women in Business, the quarterly magazine for Kent Women in Business. Hillary Steele, one of the participants in Friends Just Chatting, by the way. She's the manager, editor, publisher, does all that stuff, and they've just come out with a new issue. The cover is featuring the women's rugby, Premier League rugby team member, captain. It's quite good.
Something like that, yeah.
Very good. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to say those three magic words I say at the end of every show, and then I'll click the recording off too. It's a wrap.